Now, that's the best brief summary I can give you of the disease and its treatment. I just want to mention one or two other things. Before insulin, diabetics died. Their life was not worth much. It was thought that the diabetic was a useless person. And this prejudice still remains. The handicap remains of not getting life insurance, of being handicapped in employment, and all kinds of other ways. And in many countries, the diabetics have founded themselves together into associations of their own diabetic selves to look after their own interests. Diabetic associations all over the world. One has flourishing now in Sydney. Another is starting in Victoria, and so on. And this is of the utmost importance to the diabetic lay populace. I would like to see all of them join these associations and by their mutual support and help, improve their own conditions, improve their own treatment, and remove the handicaps that they otherwise live under to a certain extent. That is a picture of the present position. But what of the future? Can we learn the exact cause of this disease? Can we be able to prevent it? Can we cure it? All over the world, in, I'm sure, thousands of laboratories, intense research work is going on in these points. And I think it is not too much to hope that in the next 5 or 10 years, so great will be the new knowledge acquired that if we cannot cure the disease, we may find a much better treatment, more simple, more helpful, and happier for the diabetic patient.